KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, April 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Twins, they would get swept over the weekend, losing three close games to the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati's T.J. Friedl had a go-ahead three-run double in the ninth inning, while Reese Hines would add a two-run double in the tenth. The Reds, they would come from behind and beat Minnesota yesterday 7-4. The Reds scored six runs over the final two innings as they lead the NL Central. The Twins starters pitched very well over the weekend, giving up just three runs over the three games. They threw 18 and a third innings. However, the Twins batters went just 6 of 35 with runners in scoring position. Twins now at 11-11 on the year. They're off today as they head to New York to take on the Mets in a three-game series. That starts tomorrow at 6:10. NBA playoffs continued yesterday. Boston Celtics, they would roll past Philadelphia 123-91, game one of their Eastern Conference first-round series. Jason Tatum had 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists for Boston, while Jaylen Brown added 26. Oklahoma City began their title defense with a 119-84 win over Phoenix. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 25 points. He was 15 of 17 from the foul line, did not play the fourth. The 8-seed Orlando Magic would defeat the number 1 seed Detroit 112-101. Orlando's Paolo Banchero had 23 points and 9 rebounds. That loss now extends the longest home playoff streak in NBA history. The Pistons, even though they're a 1 seed, they've now lost 11 straight home games in the playoffs, a drought that goes back to 2008. Victor Wembanyama would score 35 points in his playoff debut, and San Antonio would roll to a 111-98 victory over Portland. Wembanyama's 35 points set a team record for most points in a playoff debut, surpassing Tim Duncan's 32 points back in 1998. The NBA's MVP award will once again go to an international player, as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Denver's Nikola Jokic, and Victor Wembanyama were named the three finalists. Gilgeous-Alexander is the reigning MVP. He's from Canada. He's joined by Serbia's Jokic, looking for his fourth MVP. And then Wembanyama, he's from France. He's the finalist for the first time. He's also up for Defensive Player of the Year. This marks the eighth straight season that an international player will win MVP, continuing a stretch that includes Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jokic, Gilgeous-Alexander, and Joel Embiid. The NBA will begin announcing award winners this week, starting with Defensive Player of the Year later on today. And the NBA playoffs continue tonight with three games on the schedule. Cleveland takes on Toronto. It'll be at 6 p.m. on Peacock and NBC Sports Network. Cleveland leads that series 1-0. The Knicks take on Atlanta, 7 p.m. tonight on NBC. New York with a 1-0 series lead. And Denver takes on the Timberwolves. That'll be at 9:30 tonight on NBC. Denver, they won game one on Saturday. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.